This is Kim Paris Upshaw, and this is the Silent Women's Club podcast for Tuesday, February 9th, 2021. I was just thinking about immunity. Moms like us should have immunity from any further death of anyone significant in our lives, from any significant illnesses of our own, any major traumas, accidents, disease, you name it, anything that's going to cause us any kind of sorrow, we should have immunity, right? I mean, we've suffered enough. We've gone through, we've been able to stand, and now we should not have to ever go through it again, right? I'm all for immunity for moms. But as life would have it, that's just not the way it works. And so we end up having things that we have to deal with. We end up having more situations that come our way, unexpected loss. Some of us have lost more than one child. I certainly have. And I know there are some of you out there who have suffered many situations that you wish you had never gone through. I am right now, today, as a matter of fact, was number 4 of radiation treatments for my eyes, for my thyroid eye disease, because the treatment I had been undergoing, I had significant side effects, severe negative side effects, and we had to change the treatment. So now I'm in radiation. And as I was telling people about what's going on, and I've shared with them that I'm going into radiation, I often hear, "Oh, Kim," or that's silence. You know the silence when people really don't know what to say to you, and when they're like so sorry that they just don't have the words. You know that silence. And I started wondering, why are they acting like that about my eyes? I don't quite get it, because I don't really feel that way. I mean, it's something I have to handle and I have to deal with, and I will, and I'll get through it, and I'll be okay. And by the end of all of this, I'm going to be able to see again clearly, and everything's going to be all right. I just have to go through this and I'll be fine. That's how I see it. And then I realized it's because of everything that I've been through that I'm able to face this without the woe is me or the extreme gloom that I've had before. And while as moms we don't have immunity, we have something significant. And that is, we have learned how to go through sorrow. We've learned how to handle sorrow, extreme disappointment, loss, despair, anguish. We've learned. Now, listen, I'm not saying that the learning was easy. I'm not saying that it was anything we wanted. I'm not even saying that we feel like we do it well, because nobody in life does suffering well. No one does grief well, and we all do it differently. But the fact is that we have done it. And when you have faced something else in your life, haven't you looked back at it and said, that's not as hard as what I've been through? I mean, losing a child is the worst thing to me. It's the worst thing that could happen to any woman. And anything else after that, while we don't want it, while it may be devastating, while it may hurt, and it may just suck, and we just absolutely don't want it and feel like, why do I have to go through something else? We know we can do it, because we've learned, because we've done it before, because our personal history says that we know how to do it. Again, it ain't always pretty, and most days it ain't pretty. Not every day do I want to deal with what I'm going through. But I know I have to. Nobody else can do it for me. And I never once doubted that I could. Now, years ago, before I lost Sunshine, before I lost Daniel, I didn't think that I could handle really tough stuff. I never even really thought about it. But now, I know that I can. I know that when life throws me the worst things, I'll be able to get through it. I don't know how I always get through it. My faith is the way for me. I know that my trust in God, my trust in Jesus is what gets me through. I know that without a shadow of a doubt, because it's what helped me before. But there's also my knowing that I have what it takes. That is based in my faith, for sure. But it's also based in my memory. It's based in my history. I have history that says that I'll get through this. And I'm going to be okay. I'm at least going to be strong enough to handle whatever comes next. And that's what I know. And that's what I've learned. And that's what made grief good. Because it made me able to handle whatever comes next. Coronavirus has been 2020 has been a crazy bad year. So far, 2021 has been challenging for me as well, but I'm going to get through it. February 9th, 2021 is not going to be the rest of 2021 for me. Because on December 31st, 2021, I anticipate being able to see clearly. I anticipate being out of all of this coronavirus restrictions, and I anticipate living my best life. And that's because I've gotten through tough times before. That's something that makes grief good.
Be well. Be blessed. Trust the Savior.